everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. I'm your host, Ben, and down the other end of the line for another look back at all of last weekend's results across the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. It's a big welcome back to Mr. NPL Premier Division himself. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. Later in the show, we're going to have a big fixture preview for this weekend's matches on April the 1st. Ooh, spooky. Is that the right phrase? Mysterious. April the 1st this weekend, matches on Saturday. We're going to be joined by Mr. Luke Edwards from 26-0. He'll be helping me do a fixture preview later. We're also going to be joined this week by the managers at Marine, Ashton United and Liversidge. But James, let's start with the top of the table. Still out in front, up at the top of the table, we've got South Shields. But South Shields drew on Saturday. They were taking on a team who were second at the time. A 0-0 draw, James. How was it?
It was a really tough match, in fairness, for both sides there. Neither really got a massive edge against each other. You could say it was one of them properly drawn out 0-0 ties. And myself and Mark Grubbs kind of agreed on that. It was a fair result at the end of the day, and thought it was the biggest attendance of the season in the Premier Division. Both sides, first and second, you couldn't have asked for a more tighter game than that, and a 0-0 was a fair result, in fairness.
Yeah, so South Shields stay top of the table. Obviously, they had a bit of a buffer. There were victories for Bamber Bridge and for Warrington Town. Firstly, let's discuss Warrington Town. A 3-1 victory for them over Liversidge on Saturday afternoon. Warrington obviously had the weekend off the weekend earlier. I think they started the day just outside the playoff positions. Warrington with a great win on Saturday. They leapfrog over Bamber Bridge, more on them in a second, because on Tuesday night, Warrington Town beat Morpeth Town away from home by 4-0. So Warrington Town, now they're in second spot with 6 games left to play. And one of those games, incidentally, is the penultimate game of the season where Warrington will be travelling to South Shields. Discuss.
Obviously, Warrington Town making advantage with results elsewhere in the last couple of weeks, but let's not ignore the fact they're now 18 unbeaten in the league at the same time too. Winning form on the way, and they're starting to score goals. So 7 all week just gone. They've potentially got a home advantage for the playoffs coming in, which a few weeks ago, everyone thought it was just a three-horse race between Hyde, Radcliffe and South Shields. So,
I mean, to be fair though, James, the race for finishing second is wide open, to say the least. I mean, it's 6 points between Warrington Town in second and Marine in seventh. It's anybody's guess who's going to finish where in the playoffs this year.
Only disadvantage for Warrington going in the next couple of weeks that they've got 4 away games against the sides in that top seven. But again, you look at Warrington's form, they're flying at this moment in time.
James, it's a remarkable run of games coming up for Warrington, isn't it? Gainsborough away this weekend, Radcliffe midweek at Stainton Park, then a home game against Ashton United, and then finishing the season off with Marine away, South Shields away, Hyde United at home. It's almost in Warrington's hands there. I've read all that out there, but it's going to be tough. Speaking of upcoming fixtures, we should mention what South Shields have got coming up, because South Shields this weekend will be travelling to Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge with a fantastic victory on Saturday afternoon, a 1-0 away at Nantwich Town. So Bamber Bridge tie with Warrington Town currently. Bamber Bridge in third position on goal difference.
Yeah, and I say, taking to the fact as well, Bamber's Tuesday night game coming up, that's the last of the sides. So they've end of season implications at this moment, but top and bottom of the table. So we're saying about Warrington Town having the destiny in their own hands. Bamber truly have, because they know for a fact they've not got to worry about 6 pointers.
The game that you spoke about there, James, that they've got on Tuesday, which they've got FC United away, Lancaster at home, Matlock and Ashton United. The game on Tuesday after South Shields will be Morpeth Town at home, who obviously are trying to get themselves away from the relegation zone. Staying in the player positions, we've got Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity with a 1-0 draw at Atherton Coles on Saturday. Bailey Conway scoring an equaliser with a couple of minutes left in that game. They've actually moved above Hyde United because of that result. Hyde United being beaten on Saturday by Lancaster City by 2-1. So Hyde United, it's their turn to drop out of the player spots, replaced by Warrington Town. But Gainsborough Trinity staying in fifth position, which is after a trip to Atherton Coles. I think they would have taken that on Saturday.
They'll be seeing that point as a massive point. No, they've got a better goal difference than the majority of the sides in the playoff. In fact, second best goal difference in the top seven. So obviously, looking at the fixtures they've got left this coming weekend with Warrington, could be vital for them there. Again, opportunity for them to potentially go second themselves.
Should say, obviously, Gainsborough have got Warrington Town this weekend. Next weekend, they've got Lancaster away. Lancaster beating Hyde United last weekend. So, tricky set of games coming up for Gainsborough Trinity. What about Marine? Could Marine take advantage of Gainsborough Trinity, Radcliffe, Hyde United dropping points on Saturday? They could. A 3-0 win at Whitby Town. That is a big result for Marine and gets them back involved in things.
Fantastic result going up to the North East. They must be feeling that, you know, the number of times they've been dropping out of the playoff races, coming back into it. They'll come back kids every week, it seems, at this moment in time. And again, that game in hand puts them in the verge of the playoffs. So again, one or two slip-ups in the six-pointers from other sides, they're ready to pounce now.
Well, for Marine, it was a good weekend against Whitby Town. But also, they're through to the Liverpool Senior Cup final as well after beating Southport by 4-1. That's a follow-up from beating Everton in the quarterfinals. So it was a good week for Marine. And let's catch up with the manager at Marine now. And it's a big welcome back to the show to Neil Young. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations for that 3-0 victory. A fantastic result there at the Turnbull Ground on Saturday. I mean, how was your afternoon?
Yeah, tough place to go, as we know. You know, it's a long journey, sitting off the back of Gainsborough. But, you know, lads were excellent. Wasn't much in the game, but we took our opportunities when they came. And I think they were 4 wins out of 5 at home in the last 5 games. So just good to go there and get a victory. We needed it.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Gainsborough result. Sorry to bring it back up. But, you know, last Tuesday, the nature of that victory for Gainsborough and the points tallies involved. I know footballers and coaches don't like to look at league tables, but you might have thought to yourself, oh, that's probably the playoffs done. So to bounce back the way you did, like that against Whitby, that's phenomenal character, really.
It is, but we've been like that all season. I mean, it took us 5 hours to get to Gainsborough. We didn't kick off till about 20-9, I don't think. I thought overall, particularly as the game went on, we were the better team. But, you know, at the end of the day, you don't win games by being the better team. They scored the goal, 92nd minute, whatever it was. So, yeah, you know, obviously gut-wrenching at the time. But it's football, you know, you've got to move on quickly, you know, and the next results is the most important. And Whitby, and then obviously to beat Southport on Monday, you know, it's two big results for the football club.
Yeah, I was going to mention the Southport result. That was on the back of the Everton result in the previous round in the Liverpool Senior Cup. I mean, it's that's a phenomenal weekend, really, isn't it, all things considered?
It is, you know, but I've said all along, if we can get, you know, the 9/10 of our team out, we're as good as anyone in this division. We haven't been able to do that for most of the season. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of clubs have also got things that they could say about injuries, but we've been really unlucky in terms of injuries. And we've had 4 lads out with long-term knee operations, lad with a fractured back, lad with a broken leg. So, you know, we have been really unlucky with injuries. But, you know, it's great credit to the players that were still hanging about with the possibility of the playoffs with 6 games to go and obviously in the Liverpool Senior Cup final after the great win in the week.
Well, a bit, like I said, a big congratulations on making it through to that final and also, like I said, congratulations for that Whitby result as well. So, obviously, you're through to a final. You've got your 3 points outside the playoffs. You've got a game in hand over Gainsborough and Hyde United. It's set up for quite an April coming up for yourselves. I mean, what's your take on where Marine find themselves at the moment?
It's great from our perspective. You know, no one would have expected it at the start of the season. You know, I did, if I'm honest, but I know a lot of people had us down for bottom four, bottom five, potentially. But I never, ever thought that. And, you know, and I think if you look at our results, particularly early season, you know, when we didn't really have any forwards, I think we got the best defensive record alongside South Shields in the league, so that says a lot. But, you know, we've stuttered at times, as I say, we've had a lot of injuries, but in terms of the way we've done, what we've done, you know, we've had a great season so far, but there's still 6 games to go. Everyone's got to play each other at some stage. It's in our hands, ultimately. Can we finish it off? We'll have to wait and see.
I mean, one of the things that we've seen in March and February, because of the injuries and that, is that you win one, you lose one, you win one, you lose one. But I think a lot of teams have been in that boat this season. How crucial is it, easier said than done, you know, the matches that are coming up, the remaining 6 matches, that you do get a roll going now?
I think we have to. If we want to be in the playoffs, we have to. It was good to, you know, to win on the back of beating Whitby. It was good to beat Southport, who were obviously a very good side from the league above. So that was crucial. But, you know, if we want to be involved in the playoffs, we've got to go back-to-back. And probably, I would say, got to win probably 4 or 5 of the last 6 games, all against tough opposition. So it is what it is. But what pleasing thing for me is that we're getting players back. And if we can just get one or two back a week or so, 10 days quicker than what we're potentially going to, I think we've got a right chance. But as I say, who knows what's going to happen on Saturday. We just got to keep going and see where we end up.
Yeah, it's Nantwich this weekend, and you know, for pundits and people looking in from afar, they look at the remaining fixtures and say, oh, that should be 3 points, that should be 3 points. But, you know, Nantwich are fighting for survival. Then you've got the likes of Mask, who are also fighting for survival. You've got Hyde United and Warrington, who, like yourselves, are going for the playoffs. You've got Matlock, who, you know, an outside chance at the moment, twice. It's a tough one, isn't it, really? Even when you think to yourself, oh, maybe such a team haven't got anything to play for. That's not true in this league.
It is, and Ben has said all along, and people think I'm, you know, I'm a bit bored with it. There's no easy games. You know, there's no easy games whatsoever. It doesn't matter who you're playing, where you're playing, home and away. And that's been proven on many occasions. You know, Nantwich will be as tough as they come. You know, since Paul's got in there, maybe took 6 out of 12 and lost the other two games against top 6 opposition by the odd goal. So they're all tough, you know, but likewise, whoever comes up against us, I've got a tough game on. So we've got to make sure that we come out on top in more than what, in as many of the 6 as we possibly can, and see where we finish.
And I just thinking back, and you know, you've already mentioned it, but out of the promoted teams, you've got by far the best record this season, and you know, just there or thereabouts with regards to the playoffs. I bet you can't wait for the end of the season just to find out where you actually finish, because regardless of what happens now, this has been a very good season.
It's been a very good season. It's been a very long season in terms of the injury. I'll be honest, and I know I'm harping on a little bit about injuries, but it's been non-stop, absolutely non-stop. I mean, I'm talking about the long-term ones there. We've had lots of lads out for 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks and longer, you know, in some cases 2, 3 months. So it's more that from a stressful perspective. Any manager will tell you. You know, it's, you know, you play Saturday and you lose another 2 for the Tuesday, or vice versa, or even for training. It does get to you, ultimately. But, as I said before, to be in a position we're in, you know, it's great credit to everyone, and also the players. And let's see what the next 4 weeks brings. What the good thing about it now is, I think, is that we put ourselves in a final. So there's something to look forward to, irrespective. But, you know, I want the playoffs. The players want the playoffs, and that's where we've got to aim for.
Well, Neil Young, manager of Marine, like I said earlier, big congratulations on making it through to the Liverpool Senior Cup final. Superb stuff, beating Southport and Everton on the way to that final. And a big thank you for joining us, and all the best in the coming matches as well.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks, mate.
Neil Young there, manager of Marine, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Marine taking on Nantwich Town on Saturday, and we'll have a full fixture preview with Luke Edwards from 26-0 shortly for this weekend's matches. Let's just touch upon down towards the bottom end of the table. We've had some big results this past weekend. Firstly, congratulations to Belper Town, a 1-0 victory for them at Geisler. Fair play.
Yeah, it just puts that upbeat into the scene going into the end of the season. Sometimes that can be a booster for your club. So, yeah, just to keep the morale up at the club, that's a fantastic result there, and a great weekend for them.
Yeah, Geisler now 10 points from the playoffs, and there's only 5 games remaining now, so 15 points available. So a tall ask for Geisler. But to be honest, given where they were when Paul Phillips took over, they're now in 10th. It's not that bad, is it really? But above Belper Town, we've got Liversidge. Liversidge obviously were beaten on Saturday by 3-1 against Warrington. However, they bounced back in a massive way on Tuesday, beating Atherton Coles by 4-0. The gap now between Liversidge and outside the relegation places, Stalybridge being in 18th, is 4 points now. And Liversidge have 2 games in hand over Stalybridge Celtic. That's a huge result on Tuesday night, James.
Big result there. And you look at the last 7 or 8 games, take out the Marine and Warrington Town results, and even then they were scoring in them games too. They're picking up the points where it matters at the moment. Obviously, good draw against Mask like week before, good draw against Stafford Rangers, beat Marine, beat Morpeth. So again, looking at the next couple of fixtures there, a lot of teams are going to be looking there thinking they don't want to be playing Liversedge. We've got Radcliffe isn't on the 8th, especially if Radcliffe have still got that pressure at the top end. Liversedge are on good form and think they can get out of the relegation zone. The game's in hand as well, just working in their favour. So it's just that result there against Avon Coys puts it all back in their own hands a little bit too as well, so they're not having to rely on other results there.
Now, we're going to hear from Jonathan Rimmington at Liversedge in a second, but we are pre-recording this bit of the show with James on Wednesday. On Thursday evening, Liversidge take on Barlick Town in the semi-finals of the West Riding's Cup. as I introduce Jonathan Rimmington now, I don't know what the result of that game is. So with that all in mind now, let's hear from the manager at Liversidge, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Jonathan Rimmington. Well, Jonathan, a big thank you for joining us. And we should say we're pre-recording this interview on Thursday afternoon. This evening, we've got this big cup tie. I mean, how preparations going for tonight's semi-final?
Yeah, it's all right. I'm going to rest a few like we do, what we've got to do, aren't we? Because we've got bigger things to look at. But we haven't got a massive squad, so we're going to have to just dig our way through it. So we'll have played last Saturday, then Tuesday, then Thursday, then Saturday, and then Tuesday again. So it's going to be a tough ask. We'll try and look after everybody as much as we can, but I don't know, it's going to be tough. It's been chucking it down here again today, so it's pitch will be heavy. And you know, like it was masked week before, we're heavy. So it's going to be tough, I think, but we'll get through it.
I mean, the beauty of this show is that it goes out on Friday night, so it was a pretty pointless question to ask you at the start of this interview because people already know the result, but a big good luck in that semi-final. I mean, it does come at a time where, like you say, you've got these fixtures to squeeze in, but what's the mood like in the camp after that brilliant victory on Tuesday night? I'm imagining that was pretty welcome stuff.
I think we should have got more out of Saturday, I'll be honest. You could tell Warrington hadn't played for a bit, and I think we should have taken advantage of it. And through the game, we didn't really see it coming, you know, the goals, their goals on chances created. And we had nine, they had four, you know, so great header by Amis, I'll be honest. Great cross, great header, and them little bits of quality win your games, don't you? We don't take them, they take them. And then Tuesday, dear me, you go on an heavy pitch, and it was quite an even game. And it were always going to be nip and tuck, and we scored first goal, and then lad got a red card, and we scored within like a minute after to make it two, and we went off on the 45 minutes where it was 1-0 with 11v11, and within a minute it's 10v11 and 2-0 to us, and could have been a few more, I'll be honest, later on in game, but they went down to nine after about 15 minutes into the second half, and because they'd used all the subs, scored another couple of goals, but was basically, you know, game management then, isn't it? Just don't do things silly.
Obviously, there's a win there. I mean, you touched upon the Warrington game, but, you know, Warrington going for promotion this season. So I'm not too sure much was expected from that game, despite a good performance, as you say. But, you know, you've got that draw against Manchester United, a draw against Stafford. You beat FC United, of course. You know, you beat Marine. So generally, and Morpeth as well. I mean, generally, the recent results, you're picking up form at the right time here and picking up results against teams some teams that you might not be expected to pick up results. So that's good heading into the running now.
Yeah, listen, I'll throw Bamber in that one as well, because that were a game where we should have probably won, and they nicked it on 95th minute. Again, tight game. We did really well. Bamber, a good footballing team. They're athletic. They move you about. We've got to grips with them a little bit. Maybe we may be a bit late. I don't know. But we're going to carry on and carry on and carry on till the death, just to try and, you know, save our bacon, really.
And obviously 7 games left. Excluding the cup semi-final this evening against Barlick. I mean, you do have to fit all them games in, but what's your thoughts on these closing stages? Because you know what you need to do, basically, with the games in hand, with the points tally, and you're not too far away from the teams above you.
No, we've been saying that would we have rather had the points on the board or the games in hand? With our performances, I think we play against better teams better, if you know what I mean, if that makes sense. We seem to raise our game more against the better teams, and I don't know, we found a way of playing at the minute and, you know, causing teams problems, and we've got some hard games. Matlock's going to be tough, Lancaster Tuesday's going to be tough, but, you know, if we are to stay up, we have to win these games, really, or if we can win both them games, or one, or get 4 points out of two, or I don't know, you know, or try and 3 out of 6, we're back in it then. We then give ourselves a chance over the last 5 games to, you know, regroup, hopefully, and have a real good go. So we are going to carry on just plugging away, really.
Obviously, you know, I look at fixtures and that kind of thing and what's coming up, and I'm sure many people have already told you this, Jonathan, about that last game of the season at home to Mass. I mean, it's probably circled in everyone's calendar, so that'll be a game to go to. But both if you speak to yourself and or Cal, I don't think either of you will want that game to mean that much at that stage of the season, in a positive way.
Maybe not, but it's probably gonna. So, you know, bring it on for us, you know, because, you know, we got to Mass last week at 27 minutes past 7, and the referee didn't put his kickoff back, and we were really upset and a bit annoyed about it, I'll be honest. And we sat on the coach for 3.5 hours, and you know, Marine kicked off at 8:30 and we kicked off at 7:45, and thought we were a bit offside, I'll be honest. Anyway, it is what it is. So if we can get to that, and it means that we beat them and we stay up, then I think that's one of them we've just got to, you know, go into and try and win it, you know. So we will be trying to win every game we play now. So there's still going to be twists and turns, isn't there? You know, I think Mask is playing Staley, but it's Nantwich. They're all playing each other. I think they've also got Morpeth to play. They're not going to be easy games, none of them, because everybody's fighting to stay up now.
I'm touching upon, you know, your running. I mean, you've got Matlock this weekend, Lancaster. Those games are never easy. You know, Radcliffe at home on the 8th, and Gainsborough. But then you've got guys in Ashton United and Mask, and you know, those teams who are in and around the playoffs, they're not going to be wanting to be playing you at this stage of the season either. So it's all up in the air.
Yeah, listen, we've got a couple of mid-table teams. Hopefully, they've down tools. Probably not, but you know, the Geisler is going to be tough because that's a bit of a local game for both of us. So listen, it's going to be tough, isn't it? I don't know, really. I think I'd rather play what we've got than Mask, I'll be honest.
Well, we'll wait and see, obviously, Jonathan. But just a closing thought. Like we said, we're recording this on Thursday night, so there's potential silverware here in the offering as well with the West Riding's Cup. But how much are you looking forward to the possibilities of this closing stage of the season? Because at this point, if Liverpool stay up, it'd be an epic achievement. If you could throw in some silverware into the mix, that would be brilliant as well. I mean, what's your thoughts on this closing month of the season now, and what's possible at Liverpool?
Yeah, well, my first year at Liverpool, we were on 14 points till the last 14 games, and we ended up on 48 points. So when people talk about great escapes, we've done it a long time ago. So we are, you know, hopefully going to try and replicate what we did 8 or 9 years ago when I first came. But the County Cup, like, we won it last year. So, yeah, we want to get to the final again. But, we want to win that. Listen, at the moment, winning the County Cup last year, when you've got names such as Huddersfield Town, Leeds United, Bradford City on it, I know they are in it now. We've got the under-23s or whatever. But there's some big clubs in West Yorkshire that, you know, have been turned over this year, Halifax, Bradford Park. So, yeah, it's always one of them things, but I just wish it that we're playing Tuesday, Saturday, that's all. But you listen, it is what it is. We've just got to get over it. You know, we've given ourselves a bit of a chance now, so we'll try our best and hopefully we can succeed, but it is what it is.
Well, Jonathan Rimmington, manager of Liverpool, whatever happens on Thursday night, a big good luck in that semi-final, and also a big good luck for the running as well. And
a quick one before you go. Listen, I thought we should have been 5-0 for FC United. You know what we played?
Yes.
We should have been 5-0 by half-time. Never mind 3.
I agree, Jonathan. I agree with you. The first half was not the best. Thank you for reminding me. I totally forgot.
No problem.
I was actually at that game. But thank you so much, Jonathan, for joining us. And catch up very soon.
Top man. Thank you. Cheers, mate.
Jonathan Rimmington there, manager of Liverpool, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So Liverpool very much involved in the race for survival this season after that fantastic win on Tuesday night against Atherton Coles. Should say the gap between Atherton Coles and Liverpool is 8 points, and Liverpool do have 2 games in hand over Atherton Coles as well. So that was a big result, that one. For Liverpool on Tuesday night. Nantwich, we've already mentioned, they were beaten at the weekend, but they're 1 point from survival currently. What about Mask United? Mask United were beaten by FC United on Saturday by 2-1. FC United coming from a goal behind to pick up all 3 points there. But Mask did bounce back on Tuesday evening, beating Warrington Rylands by 2-0. So the gap now between Stalybridge Celtic above the relegation line and Mask United 1 place beneath the relegation line is just 14 goals, essentially, is the difference now. And Mask do have a game in hand.
Yeah, and the Mass United, they've got a similar story to Warrington Town. They've got to play everyone around them. It's 6 points central for them at this moment in time, but they're all against teams that have got something to play for, including Marine up at the top end of the table.
Shall we tell the listener what the games are? Because amazing, isn't it, how these things fall sometimes. This weekend, and we'll be talking to Luke about this game in a second, they've got Stalybridge Celtic at Mount Pleasant. Then they travel to Derbyshire on Tuesday night to take up Belper Town. Then they've got that game with Marine on Good Friday. On Bank Holiday Monday at the 10th of April, they've got Morpeth Town away, Nantwich at home, and they finish things off on the 22nd of April with Liversidge away, as well, we've already mentioned that with Jonathan earlier. But yeah, that's a run. And I agree with you, it is in Mask's hands, isn't it? A big result on Tuesday night for Mask United. And there's only a few more results to talk about from the weekend. Stafford Rangers, they picked up a 0-0 draw with Morpeth. Morpeth obviously beaten on Tuesday night, but picking up a point there. And that point is actually pretty crucial because it sees them 2 points ahead of Mask and Stalybridge as those two go head-to-head this weekend. And we should add that Morpeth do have a better goal difference as things stand as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's coming Saturday with FC United, who is preparing for the European final. They have got a little bit of a tricky run in at this moment in time with the likes of Bamber Bridge and Hyde coming up in back-to-back. Yeah. They need to try and maybe cause a bit of an upset at the top end of the table. But it's Belper towards the end of the season. But again, big six-pointer for them. The teams around them at this moment in time, if it comes to it.
Yeah, that game against Mask on the 10th of April feels like it's going to be a pretty significant one. But Morpeth there, a point this past week and obviously suffering a defeat against Warrington Town. But this weekend, they've got FC United at home. But then I think we covered this off with Craig Lynch last week, actually. Bamber Bridge and Hyde United away. Not the easiest, but then they do get to those games with the likes of Mask, Belper, and Warrington Rylands. So I think that's a handy point against Stafford Rangers that they've had this past week at Morpeth Town. And one last result from the weekend, and that was a victory for Ashton United. They picked up a 4-1 victory at Stalybridge Celtic in that local derby there at Bower Fold, and it was Stalybridge down to 10 men in that game, and Stalybridge also taking the lead, but Ashton United stretching their legs in the second half to take all 3 points. For Ashton United, that sees them up to 47 points, James, and probably they're all right now with 18 points still left on the table. They've got themselves an 8-point cushion now to the relegation places.
Again, what we said a couple of weeks ago, just getting the stability in for ready for next season, mid-table finish. With some of the games they've got left, potentially a top 10 finish isn't necessarily out of the question for them too at the moment.
Yeah, a good 3 points there for Ashton United. Let's hear more now from Hurst Cross, and it's a big welcome back to the manager at Ashton United. Here's Steve Cunningham. Well, Steve, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations for that 4-1 victory over Stalybridge at the weekend. That's 4 games unbeaten now, including 3 straight victories. Finishing the season quite well at Ashton. How's things going?
Yeah, it's going well. Like you say, we've hit a bit of good form, and it's only the fruits of our labour from what we've been trying to do since we've gone in. We've only been in charge for 11 games. So, you know, it was quite a big turnaround. Maybe wanted to do things a little bit quicker than what we have done. But like I said, we are starting to see the benefits of the recruitment and the work that we're putting in on the training ground. And the results are showing that. And also the style of football we're trying to produce for our fans. So, yeah, it's good. I mean, we've set little targets for ourselves before the end of the season to try and, you know, stay unbeaten as long as we possibly can and try and hit some milestones. And at the moment, that seems to be going in our favour. Still a lot of work to do, but really enjoying it.
And looking at the league table now, that must be nice as well, because at one point it was looking like, are Ashton going to be okay here? Because there was plenty of teams clawing points back. I mean, you were very unlucky against Gainsborough and, you know, picking up a draw against Matlock. But these past 3 victories, I think, have been their knockout blows, really, for those teams who were probably hoping to catch you up.
Yeah, it's been a strange period, actually, while we've been at Ashton, because when we came in, I think if we'd have lost our first game against Warrington Rylands, we'd have found ourselves 17th at the time. So they were obviously on a bit of a downward spiral with the results they'd had just prior to us going in. And there was a lot of teams all in and around each other. And I think the games that we'd lost, you know, we look at the Mask, it was a game we shouldn't have lost. The Radcliffe one we lost. And again, it was an 85th minute winner for Luca Navarro with a free kick. We lost to Gainsborough in the last 5 minutes of the game after winning 2-1 in the 85th minute. You know, they were just little sort of bad luck stories that probably the results weren't matching some of the performances, and probably our league position didn't warrant maybe the performances as well. But you're only as good as where you sit in the league. I've always said league tables don't lie. Just that we have picked up of late. I've obviously took us out of the pressure cooker of what was looking like a relegation battle. And they were talks that we were having in the dressing room, you know, when we were dropping those daft points. We was very much in all those games, and we gave some good teams some very good contests, but we just came short. And football is small margins, and you can see how difficult this league is when you look at some of the results that have been happening week in, week out. So you can't take it for granted, regardless of your team on paper, that you'll get a win. And then I think the last three games, we said if we can go and put three wins on the spin, you take the pressure off for the rest of the season in terms of you can go and relax and enjoy your football and actually show how good we can actually be. But we certainly won't be taking our foot off the pedal now, because we've got some tough games coming up. You know, it was nice to get one over a local rival last week with Stalybridge, and really just set a benchmark for the standards we want to achieve before the end of the season. But again, we're under no illusions with the games we've still got to play, and you know, we're still down there. But I'd like to say that we do want a top 10 finish. So we've got a tough target to aim for, but one that we're all relishing as a challenge.
Yeah, 10 goals scored in the last three matches as well, which ain't bad at all. And you mentioned that top 10 finish there. Some of the teams that you're playing in these six remaining games: Geisler, FC United, Lancaster City. And you know, if you want that top 10 finish, they're the teams that you're probably going to have to overtake on the way. So they're important games coming up, starting with Geisler this weekend.
Yeah, exactly that, Ben. I mean, we know that if we want to see how capable we are going into pre-season ahead of next year, the games that we have got coming up are against some top teams who are all fighting for things. We'd like to have a little say in, you know, the lineup of the playoffs potentially with the likes of Banbridge and Warrington. You know, guys, they were having a bit of an outside chance, but I think they might have just lost form at the wrong time in terms of maybe reaching the playoffs now, especially with Marine getting the results that they are in Gainsborough and Warrington. I think they're all fighting for that final spot. But I think it'll just be a benchmark for us, and also to just see where we are and what we're going to need going forward. We knew that was the project when we first came in. The chairman, David, and the co-chairman, Jonathan, did say to us, look, it'd be a miracle if you get anywhere near the playoffs. But we've said we can get touching distance if we stay unbeaten. But you know me, I told you in my first interview, I'm going to catch South Shields. So I've always set, you know, high targets. If you don't set your sights on those teams early doors, you won't really achieve anything. And I think, you know, you look at the form guide, we're top of the form guide over the last four. We're only 5-6 points off South Shields, really, over the last 11 games. So, you know, we've always been trying to aim for those teams, and hope for that points tally will reflect that come the end of the season.
So with regards to, obviously, you've mentioned a top 10 finish as the target now, but what else are you looking for? Because another thing you said when you first came in was, like you've touched upon in this interview, you know, it's not necessarily about this season, but it's building towards next season. And, you know, you look at the players you've been scoring for yourselves, you know, Nathan Lowe, Jason Gilchrist. There's good players there, isn't there, in this squad? So how much of a springboard are you looking for into next season, given how well the team are performing in the last few matches or so?
Yeah, I'm looking for a massive springboard, Ben. We've set targets for individual players and also targets as a team on how we want to play. I mean, we've been it in passing sequences of 45 passes, which probably don't sound great, you know, in terms of ball possession, and people think, well, you're not really going anywhere or et cetera. But there is a brand of football that we are really trying to execute as a team, and that I've set the challenge to the players that they've got to match that to be able to stay with us going into next year. But when you've got players like Nathan Lowe, just acquired a player called Adam Porter on loan from Salford, what an unbelievable player he is, and they just fit the jigsaw that we, you know, that we are trying to put together. But then we have sort of said, look, part of our strategy is, you know, three goals a game. If we can average, you know, between 10 and 15 chances a game, you know, you've got a likelihood of scoring one in three, one in four. If you score three, it's going to take a good team to beat us by scoring four, which we've not been done by yet. So, you know, psychologically, we're trying to put things in the players' minds. And some people say, oh, you're just talking a lot of waffle. But, you know, the last three games that we've already been experimenting with that, we've scored three plus in three consecutive games. And you look at that, you're taking away the opposition's opportunity 3 points and giving yourself their best chance of 3 points. And that's the mindset that we're looking for. It's not going to happen every game. We know that, especially in some of the tougher games that we've got coming up. And no disrespect to some of the teams that we've played recently where we've achieved those results. But I've got a very, very good group of players. I think it'll only get better. We've got our identity for the recruitment already in the summer. And like I said, you know, I've not come into this club with the ambition of let's just, you know, be a mediocre team. The club wants promotion. Our ambition and our target is about promotion next year. You know, we will be coming out and saying we want promotion. And that's not, again, just waffle. It's part of the plan of what the club wants to achieve. And these players have got a great opportunity to be a part of that journey. And it's up to them to be a part of that for the rest of this season going into pre-season.
And just a final question, Steve. I mean, we caught up after you first got appointed, after the new year, and it comes across as if you're loud and clear. You're enjoying yourself at Hurst Cross and this project in its early stages. But with six games left, I mean, how much are you looking forward to the remainder of the season and what's possible at Hurst Cross?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. It's been a fantastic opportunity for me. I even said at in the interview stage when I spoke to the chairman and he rang me, it wasn't on my radar. And that was no disrespect to Ashton United or anybody connected to the football club. But sometimes it's a blessing in disguise and they say things, you know, happen in football for a reason. And I do believe that I've made the right choice. And it's been a really good working relationship, especially with the stuff that we've got planned going forward to make the club a bigger football family community club, which I've achieved at the other clubs I've been at. But in terms of the rest of the season, you know, the record, I think it's 5 games on the row. For any team so far this season. I've said, well, we've won 3 now. I want to hit 6. That's the challenge. Can we be the first team to win 6 league games in a row? I want to go unbeaten for the rest of the 6 games, which would only mean we've lost 4 in 18 since we've took over. We want that top 10 finish. So there's loads of little milestones that we want to achieve. And I'm looking forward to that challenge. We certainly won't be just, you know, thinking we've stayed up in the division now when we'll just turn up, play a bit of football and get ready for the summer holidays. This is something that we've made very clear. This is our pre-season at the moment. We're in our pre-season period. So that going into next year, we've got a plan and we're going to with a bounce in our step.
Well, Steve Cunningham, manager of Ashton United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. And all the best in the coming matches and all the best for pre-season as well.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ben. Speak soon.
Steve Cunningham there, manager of Ashton United, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's all the results from this past week in the Premier Division. We are going to be catching up with Luke Edwards in a second, as we'll be looking ahead to this weekend's matches in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. But James, just before we go, just a plug for the permutation tweets. There's plenty of them this weekend and that kind of thing. How can people keep across another busy weekend in the Northern Premier League?
Yeah, especially if you're a Macclesfield Town fan as well, pay attention on Saturday morning. But yeah, on Twitter at Northern Premier League and on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook and YouTube, official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League, a big thank you for joining us this week. You have a lovely weekend and we'll catch up next week for the monthly show.
No, it's been. Thank you very much.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining me on this week's show, but it's now time to look into the future. And joining me to look at this weekend's matches for the 1st of April, everyone. Oh, no. Joining me for a little fixture preview, it's a welcome back to Mr. Luke Edwards from 26-0. Hello, Luke. How are you?
Hello, Ben. You thought you'd get on the April Fool to preview the one. Is that it?
If you want an accurate portrayal of what's about to happen on Saturday, stay off your club Twitter feed until Saturday lunchtime. Before then, pinch of salt, everyone. Big pinch of salt. But Luke, big thank you for joining us. And I mean, this weekend is a big weekend when it comes to the league. Starting off with the top of the table clash. I've got to go out on a limb, everyone. Doing it early doors. Bamber Bridge against South Shields is game of the weekend. Luke, thoughts?
Indeed it is, Ben. Yeah, really going to be a really good game, isn't it? Both sides like to play football. Shields, the different this year. You obviously saw him a few weeks ago against FC, Ben. I saw him against Hyde and both games, basically toss of a coin. It's one win each on that score. But Shields, they do like to play football. They like to keep it, but they're a bit more sort of, not direct, but he played a diag out to the wingers a lot more now, don't need the fullbacks, don't bomb on. quite as much. They're a lot more solid defensively, but we know Bamber Ridge at home are good. We know they like to play good football. And Shields' record recently hasn't been that great. I know they've had a few draws, but isn't it something like 2 wins in 6 or something like that? You're against Radcliffe 0-0, so they haven't really conceded many, have they? But then they've not really been scoring loads either. Bamber Ridge can score loads if you want. I mean, Vinton Clare-Smith for me has been absolutely brilliant. We're going in my team of the year. I have been asked by James Hayes for the team for a media team of the year, and he will be going in it definitely as one of my picks. Not James Hayes, Vinton Clare-Smith, of course.
No, James will be doing the tweeting on the touchline. He's in your media team of the year.
Yeah. But Bamber do have the tendency as well to concede goals, so it's going to be, I reckon, a high scoring game. Do you know what? I looked at that one straight away and I didn't think Bamber could win that. I'm going to say they'll win a 5-goal thriller, Ben.
Well, that's the prediction right there. But whatever happens, it's going to be a big game. Bamber Bridge taking on South Shields on Saturday, and that's a big game. It's also a big game down in Lincolnshire as well. Gainsborough Trinity taking on Warrington Town. Warrington Town knowing that the two teams that surround them, well, at least one of them will be dropping points this weekend. But Gainsborough Trinity know that a win for them would see them leapfrog over Warrington Town on goal difference. Mm. What a week. I mean, it's the last month of the season. I mean, when's the last round of fixtures? The 22nd? We really are. We've got no idea, have we, at the minute, where this is all heading?
No. I mean, a few weeks ago, Hyde looked sort of nailed on to be playoffs, didn't he? Now they're not in them. Gainsborough looked as though they're out of them and they're in them. They said he could go second if they beat Warrington. Warrington, Bamber Bridge and Radcliffe all have got games in hand on Gainsborough, haven't they? They've also all got games in hand on South Shields. So, again, that's another little spanner to throw in the works there. But Warrington, of course, had a good win against Morpeth away in midweek, 4-0. And Warrington win games, but they don't tend to score 4. So they've certainly found a scoring boot. It'll be hard to break down. Gainsborough haven't had many high-scoring games recently. There have been a lot of last-minute goals, hasn't it, to either get a draw or get a win. So it's going to be a tight one, this one, isn't it? And I think it could be a draw.
Well, if it is a draw, that would be a beneficial result for the likes of Radcliffe, who are taking on Stafford Rangers this weekend. On Tuesday night, we should say, Radcliffe are taking on Warrington Town. And they've also got to play Gainsborough Trinity as well in the middle of April. So whatever happens this weekend, it's not a done deal by any stretch of the imagination. 1 point between Radcliffe in fourth and Warrington Town in second. Radcliffe 2 points ahead of Gainsborough Trinity. Stafford probably safe. I think they're all right, aren't they?
Yeah. Nothing. 46, they may need a point or two more, but you'd be very hard pushed to go down on 46 with the way that the teams down there, the points tell you that the teams below them have got, certainly. And if Stafford do pick up a point, all of a sudden, if you're classing Stafford as being maybe in one of the relegation candidates, then you'd chuck Rylands and Ashton and Whitby, and if they don't pick up a result. But I think Stafford are safe. They've got nothing to play for, which means Radcliffe will win.
That makes them more dangerous, though, I suppose, as well. A relaxed team that you're taking on and you need a win. How many times have we seen results like that in the past? But what about Hyde United? Hyde United in sixth position, and they're taking on Whitby Town this weekend. I mean, last week it was looking like it was a race for the top six was done. It was just a case of what positions they were all going to go in. But Marina put themselves right back into it, haven't they? So what do you think? I mean, Hyde have to keep winning, because otherwise they could drop down to seventh this weekend potentially.
Well, they haven't been winning. That's the issue, Ben. 3 straight defeats. Last week at Lancaster was frustrating. They probably edged it. Certainly deserved a draw. Gave away 2 really daft goals. Lancaster had nothing really to play for, but they were up for it. I saw Nathan Haslam say after their home defeat last week to Marine that it feels they've not really got anything to play for, which again may make them dangerous, or it might be that they're almost on the holiday. So I know they need to win at least 3 of the remaining games left. They've got 2. The next 2 are at home, Whitby Saturday, and then Morpeth at home on Good Friday. So they'll be looking for 6 points out of that one. I can't predict it, Ben, because Hyde's home form's so indifferent, even though they're 8th in the form table. They lost a lot of games 1-0 this year. The first goal's massive, because obviously with the form they're in at the minute, if Hyde get the first goal, then it'll certainly relax them. If the one that goes 0-0, or if Whitby get the first goal, that's when the nerves will really set in. And yeah, it's going to be a nervy afternoon, I think, at the Project Solar. Hyde have got to win and hope that the results go for them. I mean, saving grace is that, like you say, Warrington, Bamber Bridge, Gainsborough, South Shields are all playing each other as well, so points are going to be dropped.
And you've mentioned the fact, you know, Hyde United are taking on a team who are in mid-table. We kind of said that as well for Radcliffe in their game with Stafford Rangers. But that can't be said for Marine's opponents this weekend. Marine, 3 points outside the playoff spots at the moment. They're taking on Nantwich Town. Nantwich Town can see above the relegation line. It's 1 point ahead of where they are currently. There's plenty of twists and turns to go, like the player positions down in the relegation places, that's for sure. This is a tough game for Marine, but a win on Saturday, a win against Southport in the Liverpool Senior Cup semi-final, can they make it 3 wins on the trot and really put themselves back into the playoffs? Or could Nantwich get a win and see themselves out of the relegation places?
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? Nantwich upset the apple cart the other week by winning at Gainsborough, so it proved it can be done. And they do need the points because they are still in the relegation zone. And if Nantwich do win or even pick up a point, then again, they can drag Morpeth, Staley Bridge into the bottom four, maybe even Atherton as well. That they'll maybe have the sights on Atherton and say, look, if we can get to 43, we'll be more or less there. But obviously, they have a lot of work to do. And it is at Marine as well. So Marine are very good at home, aren't they? I think they're fourth in the form table, aren't they? So yeah, they're good at home. So I think it'll be a narrow win for Marine that against Nantwich. It won't be high scoring, but I think Marine will get the job done.
Now, did I go too early when I said that Bamber Bridge against South Shields was game of the weekend, Luke? Because as we look around that relegation line, could it be this game I'm about to read out next? Mask United against Stalybridge Celtic. That's why I said a win for Nantwich would see them get themselves out of the relegation places. That's because one of the two teams, at least above them, will be dropping points this weekend. That's a huge game, isn't it, between Mask and Stalybridge?
Yeah, so Mask have a game in hand on Stalybridge as well. Mask are at home. Of course, Carl Jarrett's back there now. You saw Mask last week. They gave FC a scare, didn't they?
Yeah, but then Mask, fair play. That win against Warrington Rylands on Tuesday night, that certainly is going to help matters with regards to preparations for this week, I'm imagining.
I think with Carl Jarrett back there, I noticed some familiar names from the start of the season back on the score sheet as well. So they're just building up a little bit of head of steam, aren't they? Whereas Stalybridge are going up there looking not to lose, basically. A win will obviously be good for them. But I think if they come out of that with a draw, depending on what happens below them, I think they'll be happy with that.
Well, Morpeth are taking on FC United this weekend. I mean, Morpeth's form hasn't been too bad. I mean, you know, apart from the 4-0 against Warrington Town, you know, they picked up a draw against Stafford. They beat the game they needed to win against Stalybridge Celtic. They've also beaten Nantwich, of course, as well. So Morpeth have been okay. One thing we can say is at home, they've been much better. And they're taking on FC United, who I think the playoffs might be, mathematically, it's still possible for FC United, but it's a very long shot, isn't it? So this could be a good opportunity for Morpeth. Saying that, I said that about Mask last weekend with FC United's home form not being too great on Saturdays, but FC did well there.
Yeah, I mean, you feel it's, Hyde have got Morpeth on Good Friday, so it's one of those where Morpeth will either go into it having got a good result against FC and be full of confidence, or they'll get beaten and they've lost that spine a little bit, haven't they? But they've still got the experienced players in there, like Liam Noble, Dan Lawson, Andrew Johnson, who's a great player, Foley up front as well. So it's that time of the season now, it's crunch time. And again, they've got a game in hand. Yeah, it depends what FC's mentality is. It's a long trip, isn't it, Ben? So Morpeth, it might be a good time to play FC, mightn't it?
Obviously, Morpeth Town, 2 points above the relegation line at the minute, 2 points ahead of Stalybridge, 2 points ahead of Mask United. What about Liversidge? Liversidge are taking on Matlock Town. Matlock are a bit closer to the playoffs than FC United are. It's 9 points. There's 18 points left on the table for Matlock Town to try and claw back that gap between themselves and the playoffs. But it is a tall ask at this point. For Liversidge, they're 4 points from safety, but they've got a couple of games in hand over the likes of Nantwich and Stalybridge Celtic. So it's a big game for Liversidge, this one. Very big game.
I think, and I'm going to go all talk sporty on you now, Ben, and say Liversidge will stay up.
There we go.
I mean, the only caveat I go with that is as we record this, they are playing a County Cup semi-final this evening, and they have got the strongest team out, more or less. So that might go against them a little bit, Ben, in terms of the playing again in 48 hours against the Matlock side, who, similar position to FC United, probably won't get in the playoffs, but they'll feel if they can win this, they can put pressure on Marine, Hyde, Gainsborough above them. But realistically, you're looking at it, Liversidge, the way they play, I mean, you saw them the other week against FC and Hyde beat them 4-2, but they've just gone sort of chilly under Bielsa, haven't they? They've just gone all out attack, basically. And it's like, what the hell attitude to it? And it's serving him quite well.
Yeah, it should be an interesting game on Saturday. Liversidge taking on Matlock Town. Just a couple more matches to talk about. I mean, Afton Coles, they're travelling to Belper Town on Saturday. Belper Town are 14 points from safety. Their goal difference isn't great. Yeah, call it 15 points. I'm trying to work out what happens this weekend with Stalybridge and Mask playing each other. But whatever happens, Belper have to win. But I think the same can be said for Afton Coles with the likes of Mask and Stalybridge playing each other.
Yeah.
One of those two teams could get within a point of Afton Coles this weekend, potentially. And that's a bit too close for comfort, I'm going to suggest, for Coles.
Yeah, if Atherton Coles get the job done and the likes of Ashton, Whitby, Stafford, Rylands don't, then it only moves them to within a point. It moves on level with Stafford and moves them to within a point of Whitby, Ashton, Rylands, and we're declaring them safe, aren't we? So you feel one win would do it for Atherton, and also it put breathing space between those teams below them, as you say, because Stalybridge and Mask are playing each other.
And two other games, dare I say it, they're a bit mid-table-ish, aren't they? But, you know, a couple of these managers, I think, are content with that idea, given the seasons that they were having. Guiseley, they're travelling to Ashton United on Saturday. And we've also got Lancaster City, they're travelling to Warrington Rylands. It's not often you get that middle four there all playing each other. That's a weird quirk of the fixtures for this weekend.
Yeah, it's one of those. I mean, Rylands are kind of swapping a squad around, aren't they, a little bit? And Lancaster, they were delighted with the win over Hyde last week. I think any sort of lingering relegation worries that they may have had is sort of that's been nipped in the bud now. The mid-table, they're on a decent run of form. Ashton hasn't gone quite as well as I think people expected. Guiseley, I think their run for the playoffs is over. Paul Phillips has said he'll look to buy it out for next season. But I'll just go for draws for those two games.
They're the safe predictions there for those.
Actually, do you know what? I think Guiseley might nick an away win. I'll go for an away win for Guiseley, and I'll go draw between Lancaster and Ryland.
Well, that's all the fixtures for this weekend. On Tuesday, there's five matches in all. Bamber Bridge taking on Morpeth Town, Belper Town taking on Mask, Liversidge taking on Lancaster City. Three big games there around the relegation places. But Bamber Bridge taking on Morpeth Town, that's a huge game because that's the game in hand.
And also, if Belper do win at Atherton Coles and then they beat Mask, and if Liversidge beat Lancaster as well. Yeah. But if Liversidge pick up four from those two games, the teams are sweating again, aren't they, below just above them, especially if Morpeth don't win against Bamber Bridge. And then obviously there's that big one. You're talking at the top if Bamber Bridge win, and then there's Radcliffe Warrington, and one of those is going to drop points, or maybe both. So
yeah, and also you mentioned Liversidge, Lancaster, Radcliffe taking on Warrington, as you say, but Matlock taking on Marine. Marine, if they get 6 points in this, you know, in this set of fixtures, then they're right back into it, aren't they? Yeah, big couple. Well, it's going to be a cracking month. This is just the 1st of April that we're previewing here. A few more weeks to go. And we've got the bumper Easter special coming up as well, haven't we? Where there's all kinds of fixtures.
It's the hors d'oeuvre, Ben, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very intense, very exciting. And thank you to you, Luke, for joining us on this week's show for the fixture preview. Just before you go, just a quick plug for this weekend's commentary. Hyde United hosting Whitby Town. Clash of the Titans, Whitby Town Radio against 26-0. Who will win?
Well, listen to Whitby Town Radio. It's a lot more professional. Tune in, mixlr.com/26-0. And I'm sure you'll listen to a rip-roaring affair, maybe.
Good stuff. Well, Luke Edwards, you have a lovely weekend and have a good Easter and catch up very soon.
And you, Ben, take care. Thanks for having us on.
And a big thank you to Luke Edwards for joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And a big thank you to all my guests and James Hayes, of course, as well. But that's it for the Pitching In NPL show for this week. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.